The Four Seasons, December 1963. Oh, what a night. It is 8:37. Good morning. And the snow is coming down pretty fast and furiously here in downtown Charlottetown right now. So easy does it. Sidewalks as well. Snow covered. Roads definitely slick in some spots. And school buses going to be rolling out here before too long. And I think we're seeing like bands of snow come through. So it's heavy like this for a brief period. And then it's clear for...
And they're big flakes.
Yeah, they are. They very much are. All right, just easy does it as we get into our Wednesday together.
Tell me something good.
Oh, baby, 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 yeah.
All right, Jill, tell me something good.
Well, I can't help but be pretty interested in my phone and scrolling and watching a lot of different stuff in regards to the fires in California. And there's all kinds of videos on social media and stuff of residents who've lost their homes. There was one that just touched my heart so much yesterday. A man who was, I think, 90, his home burned, and he had lost his wife in 2022, and he talked all about her and just that he's lost all his memorabilia. But just such heartwarming stories and of hope and him saying all that he had left. But something that stood out to me was Jimmy Kimmel's monologue on Monday. So they came back to filming and you can hear the emotion in his voice. There's just no mistaking how hard this was for him to take the stage and kind of explain his experiences. So maybe we could play a little clip.
As you know, it has been a very scary, very stressful, very strange week here in LA, where we work, where we live, where our kids go to school. We are back at our studio, which we had to evacuate on Wednesday. That's our building right there, the El Capitan. That is how close this fire was to our theater here. Many of us had to leave our homes in a hurry. Some of our coworkers lost their homes. That's Hollywood. It's been terrible. Everyone who lives in the city knows someone. Most of us, multiple people. Families, friends, colleagues, neighbors whose houses burned down. And the truth is, we don't even know if it's over. We had 100 mile per hour winds fueling this nightmare. As of tonight, the winds are back. And I think I speak for all of us when I say it has been a sickening, shocking, awful experience, but has also been, in a lot of ways, a beautiful experience because once again, we see our fellow men and women coming together to support each other. People who lost their own homes were out volunteering in parking lots, helping others who lost theirs.
Yeah.
And I find it so emotional to listen to him because obviously we've been saying all week, like these people, these actors and stars, just regular
people like us. Yeah.
But the loss, the feeling of loss, whether it's a loss of home or your safety or whatever it is, it's a very relatable feeling and the way he describes it. But the fact that he's able to see and highlight the beauty that exists, and these people have experienced such pain and tragedy that are so there and willing to help others. It's very heartwarming. It gives me hope in a time where things don't always feel as hopeful. And that in itself is something good.
Tell me something good.
With Darcy, Jill, and Scott, the Ocean 100 Morning Show.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to